Welcome back into the whole show. We're going to bust into some of the top stories trending nationally with our lunch rush. Man, it was cold today. It is really cold.
Stupid cold.
Apparently that was supposed to happen. That was in the forecast or something, right?
They were saying something about some clouds or something moving in.
I was shoveling snow out there, man. I felt like I was inhaling cigarettes because my lungs were burning. My wife's like, cover your face. I don't have one of those things. I guess I have a mask. Could wear that next time. It's freaking cold. Be careful out there. Jalen Hurts is hurt. He's out for the Cowboys game. I stayed up pretty late coming up with that, Angel.
Everybody hurts.
The legend of Gardner Minshew. We get to see him again. Going up against the Cowboys here.
Is that a Christmas game or Christmas Eve?
I think it's a Christmas Eve game. I think it's Christmas Eve, yeah. That should be interesting, though. Jalen Hurts has had a great year, but this is what you want to do, right? We talked about this at the beginning of the week. Don't risk it. You're probably still going to have a chance to clinch the number one seed. You can lose a game or two. I think you can lose a game. So you just don't want to chance it, man. You don't want Jalen Hurts going out there and getting hurt in a game like this, and then he's possibly going to be hurt for your playoff game. So, nah, this is the right move. Whether he even was 50-50 or not, this is the right move going forward. Get this, Angel. Eastern Illinois. They were 31.5-point underdogs to Iowa on the road. 31.5 points. And they won 92-83. That's crazy. That's got to be one of the biggest, like, as far as point spreads, upsets ever. Absolutely nuts. Kenyon Hodges scored 22 points. Caleb Donaldson had 16 for the Panthers. They became the first underdog of 30 or more points to win outright in the past 30 seasons. Wow. Absolutely brilliant. Get this one. Before Eastern Illinois upset the Hawkeyes, underdogs of 30 or more points were 0 for 558 over the past 30 seasons. Absolutely insanity. That's college basketball, I guess, huh? NFL Sunday Ticket headed to YouTube for the 2023 season. The NFL announced a multi-year agreement on Thursday for Google to distribute the league's Sunday Ticket package of out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on YouTube TV and YouTube Prime Time channels. So they were seeking $2.5 billion per season for the package, which has been on DirecTV since 1994. It's hard to believe it's been that long already. The satellite provider has paid $1.5 billion per year on an 8-year contract that expires at the end of the season. So it's not going to be on DirecTV anymore?
I guess not.
Just on YouTube, huh?
And their stock just plummeted.
Wow. And well, DirecTV, they're all screwing around, man. Like, I'm seeing stuff now. Fox 31 might go away on some of your local cable providers, whether that's Comcast or whatever. But DirecTV as well. That is better. You keep messing around. Keep messing around, and this is what's going to happen. People are going to... Dude, the only reason I have DirecTV is for sports. And if NFL Sunday Ticket's gone, all I need is Nuggets games. And I could figure out how to do something there. And I'm sure the Nuggets, I think they are. They're figuring out different ways where they can distribute games.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But the only reason I have DirecTV is sports. There is zero reason for me to have it. Because movies, television shows, all of that stuff is on your Netflix and Amazon Prime, Disney, and all that stuff. Do you have any cable provider? Do you have DirecTV or any?
I do not.
No. You just go all with...
Mostly streaming and some other sites I won't mention. Because there might be feds listening.
Probably feds listening, yes. DirecTV, these cable providers, or satellite providers, whatever, they're going to have to change. They're going to have to do something different. Because this is going to keep happening. YouTube has done this. Hell, there were some Rockies games on YouTube last year. This is going to keep happening. That's insane to me. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Commissioner Roger Goodell said during an interview with CNBC over the summer that the next move for Sunday Ticket would be a streaming service, because that would be the best option for fans. This is a brilliant move, because YouTube TV, like, that's pretty big with the youth, right? I mean, that's something they're into.
Yeah, it's one of those streaming services that, you know, they put out their own original content, but most of it is just an online form of cable, pretty much. So you can get your, you know, TV channels, TV movies, stuff like that. But also they do a really good job with live sports.
So they got that deal with YouTube. They did the Amazon Prime deal for Thursday Night Football, which has been... It's been okay.
Very middling.
Yeah, I mean, the
we'll
product...
We'll see how they do tonight with a game that has some meaning.
It's a big game tonight. Got a Thursday Night Special coming up, too. Got to pick this one. The product is okay. I mean, the broadcasters... I mean, Al Michaels doesn't sound like the same Al Michaels over the... You know, the guy that we've all come to love as one of the greatest broadcasters of all time. To me, the actual quality is choppy at times. But stuff they can clean up.
It's not immersive enough.
Yeah.
You can't hear the crowd noise enough.
No. It just feels weird. It just feels different. You can just tell. Watch Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, completely different.
Are we going down a path where eventually all the Sunday games are going to have to be paid for in some way?
I don't know.
Like, if you're not paying a cable bill, you're going to need some streaming service.
Because
I know CBS will probably be on Paramount Plus. Fox, I'm sure they have their own streaming thing. Sunday nights on Peacock. ESPN will probably take Monday Night Football to ESPN Plus. Thursday nights, Amazon. Everything's going to get paid for at some point.
Yeah, and the NFL's big enough where people would probably pay for it.
How about just make your own streaming service, NFL?
That could be next. That could absolutely be something that they are working on. I mean, NFL Network, if they could expand on that. That sucks, though. I mean, we knew this was coming. I mean, years ago, I think when Netflix first started, it was like, if that becomes a thing. Because it used to be you'd order the Netflix DVDs.
Yeah, you'd go
DVDs.
On their website, yeah. Pick out like yep. five movies, wait a couple days.
They deliver them to you, yep. And then you'd have to send them back and get your other ones.
Well, then you got it on the Wii, and that was a game changer.
Yeah.
Because that's like when it first came out as like an app.
And you could just click it digitally, and that blew everybody's mind. We knew right then, oh boy, that's going to change everything. That's going to change how we view our cable companies. And then once they started jumping into the sports world, because you can watch on Disney, you can watch sports. You can watch on Amazon Prime, you can watch sports, obviously. You have apps now that you can go find pretty much anything. And that's the new age. That's why it's like there's no excuse anymore for Division I colleges and professional teams to not have their games available. If you can get a camera to it, there's an opportunity to watch somewhere. I just, you know, like DirecTV, I'm seeing the thing flash at the bottom. I'm watching Fox 31 the other day, and it's like, you know, you could be losing this channel. DirecTV is not re-upped or whatever. It's like, there's football games on that channel. There's sports on that channel all the time. If you don't give me sports, I don't have a reason to watch you anymore. That's the way it is. You have Altitude. Like, I can tell you right now, Angel, I like the History Channel, but I have an app. I have an app I can watch all the History Channel stuff that comes out with, like, one commercial. Like, there's one commercial break throughout the whole thing. We don't watch cartoons on DirecTV because my kid has... We have the Disney stuff. Disney and Netflix and Amazon Prime has everything. Movies? Got that covered. The only reason you guys are surviving right now is because of sports, and you're making it more complicated. Even here locally, with what Dish Network and Comcast continue to do, is not cross over for Altitude. And listen, I've said it before, where I actually think it's more on Altitude, because you want the space, and they're basically telling you, yeah, your product isn't appealing enough for us, and our ratings aren't showing it, for us to spend extra or to spend extra money, or for you to spend less money, or whatever it is, because I think they're asking Altitude to pay more. And Altitude's like, no, this is our product. And they're saying, dude, fine, we can live without it. However, you start to do that with everything, and it's slowly but surely going to really destroy your company, destroy your business. And again, you lose Sunday Ticket, which was a... When DirecTV got Sunday Ticket, like, it was the big game changer. And that was 1994. Yeah. It does not seem like it's been that long since Sunday Ticket came out. But my buddy got it. He got DirecTV because we always had Dish growing up. And then he had DirecTV and he had NFL Sunday Ticket. So it was like we always went over to his house when it was not out of market teams because you could just watch football all day. It was beautiful. And now YouTube's there. This is a genius move, though, isn't it? I mean, what's a subscription cost for YouTube TV?
Probably cheaper than cable. And you're getting more content, really, for the price.
Wow.
It'll probably go up now with this new deal.
Sure.
But you're getting all the NFL. Or Sunday NFL.
Well, and they're gonna up their game with other creations, too. This is going to raise all boats for them. This is their thing. You know, like, all these little Netflixes and Amazon Prime, they all have something that they latched onto that really skyrocketed them. And YouTube TV, I mean, I don't watch it, but now I'm like, if that's like fairly cheap, that's an easy one for me. I will absolutely look at that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris chiming in said, I enjoy Bruce Willis as John McClane.
Oh, he's a great performance. It's just not a Christmas
character. It's not a Christmas character, though. He's not a Christmas character. Even Bruce Willis, Angel. You said that Bruce Willis has even come out and said, what?
He said it's not a Christmas movie.
There you go. I mean, even Bruce Willis, if Bruce Willis says anything, you should listen to that man. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's just not. Have you ever seen the movie Reindeer Games? Ben Affleck?
I don't think so.
Charlize Theron? I've been asked that. Is that a Christmas movie? He's in a Santa Claus suit at the end. He's delivering money and putting it in mailboxes. I say, that's tough because he is trying to get home for Christmas. That's not. No, it is. It is because they dress up as Santa Claus and they go rob banks and stuff. I believe. So that has somewhat of the spirit of Christmas because you're dressing up as Santa Claus. I don't know. Is Reindeer Games a Christmas movie? I used to love that movie, but it's not that good now. I go back and watch it. I'm like, this is actually pretty terrible. I don't know. I'm going to say no. My gut tells me no. 18 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Is Nikola Jokic, is he going to win this thing again? Is he going to win his third MVP? Because I'll tell you what, Angel, you know what we're not talking about? Is the national disrespect. He's not getting it anymore.
There's, not like you were last year.
There's more national media guys talking about him than I've heard ever. Now, the only thing that I will say is driving me crazy. Stop with this best center crap. The best passing center. He passes better than anybody in the NBA. Name a better passer than him right now. And nobody's doing between the legs stuff and no looks. Do you even, how many no look passes are actually happening in a random NBA game? Not like Nikola Jokic is doing. He's the best passer in the league, not the best big man passer. Kendrick Perkins posted, he is the best center of all time.
He's more than that.
He's more, and I feel like that's their way of complimenting him, but not without having to really go in and compliment him. He's not just the best center of all time. He's already... Is he top 10 player of all time?
I think you can make a case for it.
I sure think so.
He's so unique in just his... The way he plays at that position, it's... We've never seen anything like it, so it's hard to really put him by himself. We want to compare him to something that we know.
You're right.
But
there's nothing...
He's so on his own.
We've never seen anything like... Again, 13-13-13 is considered... Like... I mean, he had 13 points, but it was such a special night. That was a special game for him. And it was he only had 13 points. But that's how good of a player he is. He changes. He changes how we view it. Is he better than Hakeem Olajuwon?
He's getting there.
He had two NBA titles, two finals MVPs. He had one regular season MVP. He averaged 25.9 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, 3 blocks per game. But he wasn't an assist machine. Joker's he's great at all three of those categories. The blocks were huge, though. Is he better than Shaq? Shaq has a lot of titles. Joker's going to start needing some titles if we want to start putting him in these conversations, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the thing. He needs to get at least one title because you don't want that to, you know, hamper your career down the line. It's like, oh, he did all these great things, but he never won a title.
Yeah, because Shaq had four. Three finals MVP, one regular season MVP. Is he better than Tim Duncan? Tim Duncan had four NBA titles.
He had five.
Did he have five? That's right. They did. They won three in the, like, that first stint, and then they came back, and then they went two with Kawhi and company?
Won one with him.
Did they just win one with Kawhi Leonard?
But they had won, like, four in the early, like, 2000s.
Wow. Is he better than Wilt Chamberlain? He's passing up all of his stuff. But he has, again, Wilt has... These guys all have titles. Hakeem Olajuwon has two titles. Shaq with the Lakers, he had three, and then he had another one with Miami. Tim Duncan, as you said, five. Wilt had titles. LeBron James, is he better than LeBron James? Like, right now, yeah. But is he better than him overall? How many titles does LeBron have? He had two with Miami, and then he got a third with, or fourth. Four, yeah, because of the bubble. Does the bubble count? Mm. It'll count, because it's there. Is he better than Larry Bird? No. Kareem, Magic, Bill Russell, Kobe, Michael Jordan. He's not, so maybe he's not top 10. Maybe he's not there yet, but if he has a title, then he's better than Hakeem. I'll put him over Hakeem. If he has a title, I'll put him over him. But he's not like, you're going to have Jordan, Magic, Bird, Russell, Kobe, who am I missing? Like, just Shaq, Duncan, LeBron. So it's tough. It's tough to get into that top 10. But a title is what he's going to need. Start chipping away.
But I think even him just being in this conversation is...
Is nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It's fun, too. We're there. We're there at this point with Joker, how good he is, that we're having a conversation. We're at least saying, hey, maybe he is in the top 10 of all time. And he's, what is he, 27? He's got a lot of years left. But you got to get a title. Does he have the right supporting cast to do so? Let's talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKX.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send.
Shout out to the Budweiser Event Center. They sent us some cool stuff that I got in my office, but these little candies here. I've never had these before. Nixie Pixie Confections. Rainbow Crunchers. They're like Skittles, but crunchy.
They're like if you took a Skittle and microwaved it, and it popped open like popcorn.
Yeah. Is that what they? That's what they look like. They do. They look
like.
Well,
I think
just...
like the stuff in between is the Skittles insides, and then the shells are like split in half.
Those are pretty good,
but
man.
They're delicious.
Where did this come from?
I think I recognize that bag from TikTok. I think
really,
I think they the big candy people.
It's local, dude. It's local. Nixie Pixie Confections in Millican, Colorado. Look them up. Look them up. Anybody heard of this place? Check it out. It's local. That's awesome. Budweiser Event Center hooking us up. Eastside Chris says, Brady, Joker still has more in the tank. I have moved him to the top Nuggets player. Well, yeah, Eastside Chris. I mean, who are you putting better? Who's even close? Alex English. It goes, here's my list. Top five. Nikola Jokic. Carmelo Anthony, Alex English, Dan Issel, David Thompson.
Is that five?
Is that five? Yeah.
Okay. Is Mutombo
my only? Yeah, he's close. In fact, let me change that around. I'm going to put David Thompson above Dan Issel. So it goes Joker, Mello, English, Thompson, and Issel at five. And so Dikembe's top, he's probably close. He just didn't play that long for Denver. Now, the reason I go Carmelo Anthony over Alex English is because he changed the franchise. They both went to Western Conference Finals. But when Mello was drafted by the Nuggets, they were one of the worst teams in the league. And since he was drafted, they were a playoff team. He never missed the playoffs. Now, Alex English's Denver Nuggets went a little bit deeper, but he also played with David Thompson. He played a stint late with Dan Issel. So some of the greats he played with. Carmelo didn't play with any of those quote-unquote greats. I mean, Chauncey was really good, but he was only with the Nuggets for a short time. Chauncey made his money with Detroit. McClain, if you throw all active NBA players into a draft today, what pick would Joker be? Today, all active NBA players. So, I mean, you got to look at the Tatums, the Lukas, the Giannis's, Durant.
Is he a first round pick?
Easy.
Is he a top 15 pick?
Yes.
Is he a top 5 pick?
Yes. Is he one?
Are you taking him one overall?
I mean, I look like a nugget.
Of course you are.
I look like a nugget threw up on me with this
Christmas
sweater. But
realistically, like, do you want, like, he's the perfect person to build the team around.
He is. He absolutely is. So, McClain, you're asking the question, so we have all the information that we know right now. So we have it, right? This isn't like, oh, you got to take a guess. Because, yeah, if I'm just looking at these players and I'm looking at their highlights from college or wherever Joker in Serbia, yeah, he doesn't pass the eye test at 19 or whatever. I'm taking Giannis didn't pass the eye test either. He didn't become the Greek Freak till like a year or two in.
Skinny kid.
He's a little guy. Luka looks like your Uncle Remus, you know, just some dude grabbing a Bud Light.
Probably lose like another 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah. He just looks like he's just, you know, a guy from high school you knew, kept himself in decent shape, but, you know, he ain't chiseled like he used to be. He'll have a Bud Light or two or three or four. Jason Tatum passes the eye test as a basketball player. He just, you know, he's built like one. But knowing what we know, then you're talking about building around a guy, then it's Joker. Because look at Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, toward his end run with the Magic, was a fine player. Was he a great player? No.
He was a big-time dunk player.
Yeah, and he just was kind of getting forgotten there. Now he's here in Denver. He's having one of the best years ever. Maybe this is it. Maybe he's having it. So, as far as building around a guy, yeah, I think so. I think I'm taking Joker one. Luka, probably close. Jason Tatum or Luka in the top three right now, based on what we know today about these guys. Here's the question, though, Anjo. We're talking about Joker being one of the greatest of all time. How does he get there? Well, he's probably going to get another MVP. If it ain't this year, then it's going to be soon. Does he have enough tools backing him, surrounding him, to win an actual NBA title? Like, Aaron Gordon's great. But when you compare to what Boston has, to what, who did they just beat the other night? The Grizzlies,
yep.
When they get healthy, when they get Bane back, does he have the tools to do it?
When I think about NBA, like, when I just think about watching an NBA Finals, the trends that I see are, you know, you have to have shooters, you got to have solid defense, which, you know, the Nuggets don't have a great defense, but other in the fourth quarter, and you need somebody off the bench that can give you 20 points.
Yeah, and that's got to be
Bones,
right?
What we saw last year was Livingston with the Warriors. You need a player like that that can come off the bench, or not Livingston, Poole. It was Livingston a while ago.
Well, that was, you're exactly right, because Golden State won the title because they have everything. They have their three stars, and they had a guy off the bench that would start sometimes, but still a bench player in bench units or bench numbers that could be a difference maker. Is Bones Highland Poole? No. So, yeah, you need to have Bones Highland pick it up. But I'm telling you, man, Jamal Murray has to figure it out. Like, you've seen what he can do. Why is that not every night? Is he just not a great player? Because great players do it every night. Great players don't need to have, ooh, I was feeling it tonight. Joker doesn't always feel it necessarily, but he's great every single night. Jason Tatum is great every single night. Is Jamal Murray just a guy? Is he just an average basketball player that will play in this league for a long time? He'll start in this league for a long time, but he's never going to jump over and move that needle?
Maybe would you just consider his entire career up to this point? He has been inconsistent, and we've seen the flashes. I think this year he has struggled to figure out his role with this team. Because in his absence, it has become Jokic's team.
It's grown around him, you know?
And he is trying to put himself back into that, maybe not even where he was at in the bubble, but maybe going into the bubble, how he was doing. And I think he's still struggling with that. Figuring out, do I just be a ball hog a little bit, play iso ball, and just, like he did in the bubble, which is go up to the three-point, do a move, hit a shot.
Yeah.
I don't think he's recaptured that mentality that I am that guy.
Well, and he's flat on a lot of his shots, too. You know, and I don't know if that's a mental thing. He just doesn't believe that he's going to make it when he throws it up there. But, I mean, Joker, I just know when he shoots the ball, and maybe not from three as much, although he was good from three the other night. But I just know when he drives in and throws something up, it's probably going to go in. It just, you can feel it. Like, it's going to go in. When Bruce Brown takes a shot, I feel like there's a good chance. Hell, when Bones Highland takes a shot from China, I feel like there's a decent shot that it's going to go in. With Jamal, I'm like, here we go. Good luck.
It's either going to be good or it's going to be, oh, what's wrong with this guy?
Spin the chamber. See what happens. Because I don't know. But that's, I'm not going to say he's key. But, dude, he's right there. If he's a 20-point a night guy, 23-4, then this team's winning a title this year. If he's not, well, then who else is it going to be? Can you get the KCPs and Bruce Browns to just be good players and have nice productive nights for you while Joker and Aaron Gordon are doing the heavy lifting?
I think the upcoming two games they have on Friday against Portland and then Christmas night against Phoenix, both at home, really good opportunity for this team to really find their rhythm a little bit.
Yeah, I think. And you're saying, are we saying Jamal and MPJ are going to play tomorrow night?
It's trending like that. Jamal for sure Friday. MPJ has been trending upwards the last 2 weeks. And he's getting closer.
Well, and like MPJ right now, I just don't have any expectations.
I
know how good
he
can
be. To start, though.
And who knows? Maybe
that's
coming off the bench would be interesting for him.
He could be that kind of Jordan Poole player.
You're right.
For him, it would be, can you handle being benched?
Yes.
And coming off the bench.
Can you mentally focus on it? Can you mentally be all right with that? Because Bruce Brown and KCP have both shown, hey, they can be out there as star. Bruce Brown, especially. KCP was going to be a starter. Text from the 303. David Thompson was the best player in his prime. Not better than the Joker.
Joker's just getting into his prime.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. All right, 30. That's fun. It's always fun debate. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Merry Christmas, hooligans! Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare at the Greeley Rec Center. It's going to be January 7th. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on Sam Knight in the main event. Special Lucha Libre tag team match will also be happening. It's the semi-main event. Seating is limited, so get those pre-sale tickets at battlegroundprowrestling.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. You're checking out this candy place, man.
I am. It looks like they specialize in this puffed candy.
Mm.
It looks like they exploded.
Has anybody heard of this place? They're in Alt. No, Milliken. Same thing. Different
place.
They
got all kinds of stuff. Like, they got, you ever, the Spree candies?
Mm.
They have those that are, like, blown up.
What? This is nuts. Their logo's a pig fairy. Is that right?
Milliken. Yeah.
In Milliken, Milliken, Nixie Pixie Confections. Dude, you're getting live reads from us today. You're getting live endorsements today.
And it's not overly expensive either.
No. Well, the Budweiser Event Center just hooked us up with a nice little gift basket, and they put this bag in there, and I'm like, I've never heard of these things before. They're like Skittles that just exploded. They're sensational. They're ridiculous. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's always a fun conversation, Angel, as the lights just flickered. Oh, boy, we got to survive.
Really dark in there.
We got to survive here, man. Heater or something can't go out. We got an hour 20 still of great, amazing sports talk and also Christmas movie talk and Christmas character talk. But these conversations are fun. This is why you get into sports radio, was because we all want to debate who's the best. Who's the best on your team? Who's the best in that team and all that? The Pro Bowl debate and all of that stuff. It's just so sad to see how far the Broncos continue to fall. I mean, we're talking about the Nuggets right now. We're talking about a guy that could win his third MVP in a row. That, like, we're debating that today. We're talking about a guy that might be considered in the top 10 of greatest players of all time. That's where we are with the Nuggets. We're talking about the number one seed in the West and what needs to happen in order for them to win a title. The Avs just won. And they have, dude, they are somehow stitching this thing together. When everybody went out, they have survived December. They won last night. So they just look at the Broncos and it's like, oh, Patrick Surtain, Pro Bowler. Does that make us feel better about passing on Justin Fields? That now that you see Patrick Surtain is actually getting recognized and he's in the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl is what it is to me, man. I don't put a lot of stock in it. I put some stock in it, but I just never really have cared, especially the last few years.
It's tough with Patrick in that position specifically because just in his short career so far, he's a good player. He's a great player, an elite cornerback, but he doesn't really make those big game-changing type of plays like a Sauce Gardner, for just an example.
Well, I mean,
he holds on every play, but
I remember Champ Bailey, like he was a sound corner that could cut off half the field, but he also made plays. He baited you into throwing at him. McLean, how do you spell the name of that candy store? N-I-X-I-E, that's Nixie, Pixie, P-I-X-I-E, and then Confections. So,
big word.
McLean, call them. I'll give you their number. Write it down. I'm giving you a minute. Pull over if you're driving. 970-988-5219. 970-988-5219. Tell them we're talking about you right now. Get them on. dude, that's genius. Send a radio host your stuff, and we'll talk about it if it's good. If it
They're
sucks.
They're about to get a lot of revenue over the weekend.
They get a lot of calls. Dude, we heard about your little Skittle thingies. You big candy guy?
Oh, yeah.
I like these kind, like
those
Skittles.
Those are amazing.
This kind of stuff's good.
That might be one of the best candies ever.
Seriously?
It's
there?
It's just so unique. Like, I've never seen anything like that.
I looked at it and I was like, what is this?
And like, when you bite into a Skittle, you kind of expect that crunch, but mm-hmm. This is like an aired Skittle.
Yes.
It's airy. It's light.
What a strange, glorious thing we've stumbled upon. What an adventure.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. Eastside Chris, free pub. Call this place. Tell them we're trying your candy on air right now. 12:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the hour. Brian Howell will join me from Buff Zone. Let's talk about Deion Sanders. Let's talk about Coach Prime and how they did with National Signing Day. More on the Broncos, Rams, too. I got my Thursday night special coming up and my picks. I actually get to add a couple more games to the picks this week, so we'll talk about it next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Brian Howell's going to join me at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll break down signing day for Coach Prime. It is completely a different world with him as a coach. Something we have never seen before. We may never see, if this doesn't work out, we may never see it again. If it does work out, you might start seeing more celebrity-type guys get roles. Kind of like, you know, we talked about Jeff Saturday with the Colts. Not that he's a personality like Deion, but he didn't have any coaching experience, but he was just a well-known guy through the media and, of course, his great career with the Colts. And I said, man, if that works out, you might see more of that. Look, I mean, the NBA, I mean, Steve Kerr didn't coach before. He was on the TNT bench, and then bam, he comes out and he won a lot of titles. It doesn't hurt that you have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And then you end up getting Kevin Durant. None of that stuff hurts. But yeah, the Deion thing, man, if this thing works out, you could see a lot of interesting hires start going crazy. I mean, it's weird. UNC kind of, I don't think CU looked at what UNC did or anything, but UNC kind of did something when they were like, we're going to hire Ed McCaffrey. Why? Well, we need something. Not sure what it is, but we need it. Well, does he have much experience? Zero college experience. Okay, he was a head coach for who? Valor Christian. They win titles all the time. Oh, and he only coached 2 years. Yeah. So why are you bringing him in? I don't know. His name. And I just...
It's a good example of what not to do.
Maybe. I mean, I still go back to I liked the move. It made sense to do
just
it.
Vet your sources first.
Maybe learn who he is first. Maybe find out if he's going to be a guy that is actually going to live here and commit to this community. Like that, and that probably a lesson learned, I guess. 12:57 the time. Brian Howell coming up next. Let's talk Coach Prime and put a bow on signing day for the Colorado Buffaloes, at least the first portion of it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.